Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council unanimously agreeing to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons program. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims the missile is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the United States. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco, California, to be carried out on Christmas Day. Agents found a suicide note at his home, as well as rifles, a handgun, ammunition, and a last will and testament in which he wrote, "Long live the Islamic State." Suicide note included comments denouncing President Trump's plan to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. U.S. providing Ukraine with lethal weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. President Trump has called for better relations with Moscow, but the deal could threaten that plan. Earlier this month, the U.S. Secretary of State warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine was the single most important obstacle to warmer ties between Washington and Moscow. This is VOA News. A U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. First trial verdict in the U.S. investigation into the world soccer's governing body, FIFA. Officials accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in bribes to bestow television and marketing rights for soccer matches. International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals from Russians who won the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. Investigators say the evidence indicates that Russia was involved in an elaborate scheme to manipulate drug tests and that the plot included senior government officials. U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal gangs, known as the Thieves in Law. Russia, Europe, and the United States are their targets. Meantime, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have clashed over Moscow's alleged meddling in Britain's Brexit referendum. Lavrov denied the allegation. Johnson had this to say.
Sergei, it's your reputation I'm worried about. I think it's very, very important that you should recognize that Russian attempts to interfere in our elections and our referendums, whatever they may have been, have not been successful. So you can reassure yourself on that point.
In Moscow, Johnson did not provide any further support for his allegations, but instead talked about a willingness to work to improve relations. Australia to end its airstrikes against so-called Islamic State group targets in Syria and Iraq. Phil Mercer in Sydney following the story.
Australia has been carrying out aerial attacks on militant targets in Iraq and Syria as part of a US-led international coalition for more than 2 years. Canberra's decision to stop its involvement in airstrikes on so-called Islamic State insurgents was taken after consultation with Iraq and other allies. Independent monitoring groups believe that as many as 6,000 civilians have been killed in the US-led aerial bombing campaign in the conflict zone. But coalition commanders have estimated that 800 civilians have died as a result of 28,000 airstrikes. Earlier this month, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that his troops were now in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And you can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.